In Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 14, the Bible says, "Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." Here the Apostle Paul is instructing the child of God on how to react when others reject. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. The phrase, "if it is possible," suggests that it may not always be possible. As the people of God, we live in an unholy and hostile world. John said, "Do not marvel, my brethren, when the world hates you." Jesus said, "If the world hates you, know that it hated me first, before it hated you." If this wicked world persecuted the Prince of Peace and crucified the Christ, it should not be a surprise to those who would walk in the steps of the suffering Savior when we too are despised and rejected by men. So Paul says, if it is possible, live in peace with all men. It may not always be possible, but then he adds the phrase, as much as depends on you. Paul is making a point of contrast. We may not be able to control what others do, what others say, or what others think, but we can control what we say, what we do, what we think. And the teachings of Jesus Christ are counterintuitive. They're counterculture. When others hate, Christ calls upon us to love. When others curse, you bless. When others despitefully use you, you do good to them. When others persecute you, you pray for them. As much as depends on you. That phrase places a great deal of personal responsibility upon all of us. And I would like to take that phrase and apply it to three different areas tonight for your consideration. First of all, as much as depends on you, God's standards of morality must be defended. We're living in a time when God's standards for morals and modesty are disregarded and discarded. It seems like things are changing at a drastic pace. And it can feel overwhelming as we look out and see things slipping further away from good and godly. My young friends who are here tonight, you don't have to conform to the world's standard. When you go to school or when you're off at work, chances are you're going to be in the minority if you're committed to living a sexually pure life or if you're not addicted to pornography. May God help you to stay strong in the face of such spiritual onslaught. May you have the attitude, as much as depends on me, I will not conform to this world. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Our society has become so liberal in its thinking that they have now decided that it's all right for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. And through intimidation and manipulation, more and more people feel the pressure to normalize that idea, because if you disagree with it, then you are viewed as intolerant or bigoted. And if we're not careful, many of our young people are going to come up in the next few years growing up with the idea that there's nothing wrong with a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman. But God is the designer of the marriage, and therefore He is the definer of the marriage. It is God's plan for one man and for one woman to be committed for life. It can feel overwhelming to look around and to see a world that is determined to redefine marriage. But as much as depends on you, do not succumb to the pressure. Communicate in no uncertain terms with your children or your grandchildren God's plan for the home. In perilous times, when everyone around seems to be caving to the moral decay and the depravity, we don't have to give in to that. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy about perilous times, and he describes them like this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 2, "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." Paul, in the midst of describing the darkness of the society that is coming from his point of view, he says to Timothy, "You stand strong and you stay firm and you stand out as a light." In verse 15, he says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. And from your childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Paul says, "I know the world is evil. I know things are falling apart around you. But as much as depends on you, Timothy, you stand firm in the Word of God. You stay grounded in the truth of God's Word. You uphold and you defend the morals of God." Number two, as much as depends on you, Christ, His church, must be upheld. The Lord promised in Matthew chapter 16, "I will build my church," in verse 18. He says, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We learn in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 that Jesus purchased His church with His own blood. It's His church. He loved it so much that He died for it. It's not mine, it's not yours, it's the Lord's church. But many today try to degrade and try to cheapen the Lord's church. They will tell us that the church is not important, or they will tell us that one church is just as good as another. And these statements are very damaging, for they can have an intimidating effect upon the faithful to the point that we grow timid and apologetic for the truth. But as much as depends on you, do not be afraid to stand up for the truth about the church. Yes, there are thousands of churches, but they are not all created equal. And it is a lie to teach that one church is just as good as another. Jesus promised to build His church, and He died to do it. And there is not a man-made church that would even touch the hem of the garment to the church that Jesus Christ died for and shed His precious blood for. And let us not be ashamed to stand up for the truth about the church. May we determine to stand up against any threat that attempts to disparage and denigrate the most precious and glorious institution on this earth. As much as depends on you, you love the church. As much as depends on you, value the church. Seek first the kingdom of God. And may we never be ashamed to uphold the truth about the church of Christ. As much as depends on you, may you guard well the peace and the unity of the church. In many places, the church has been riddled with problems. Division and discord continue to plague congregations, where people can't even get along enough, well enough to speak to each other after services, let alone cooperate in edification and evangelism. Grudges and bitterness, hatred and envy, arrogance and resentment, selfishness and stubbornness, they're all too often the normal methods of operation for too many Christians. And that's a shame, because those attitudes undermine the effectiveness of the church to fulfill its mission to seek to save the lost. But as much as depends on you, you be a part of the solution, not the problem. A while back, a sister approached me about some of her concerns for her home congregation. And she said something that I appreciate. She said, "I can't control what others do, and I can't control what others don't do." But then she added, "I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that I'm a help and not a hindrance to the congregation here." She wanted to be a part of the solution. She wanted to see the church and her community healthy and strong for years to come. How is it with you? How about you? Do you care about the future of the church? Do you love the church enough to fight for the church, to stand up for the church, defend the church, protect the church from strife and division? As much as depends on you, you be the peacemaker. As much as depends on you, you seek forgiveness. You seek to forgive and to forget. And as much as depends on you, you ask what you can do to serve. As much as depends on you, you sacrifice your time, your talent, your treasure. Don't underestimate just how much depends on you, because one person has the power to shift the whole direction of the whole congregation for the better or for the worse. Last of all, as much as depends on you, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be shared. In the early church, they had a fire in their bones to spread the word of God. They couldn't help but to teach those who were lost. They were converted themselves. They were convicted and they were committed to spreading the message that changed them and saved them, and to share it with the whole world. And you know what? Here's the formula. It's pretty simple. Each one, teach one. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gave what we call the Great Commission to his apostles. He told them to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and then teaching them to observe all things that he commanded them. And therefore, by extension, every Christian should feel the burden of that commission. Or may I say, the blessing of that commission, to spread the word of God and to share it with those who are lost. One man said, "Go ye," means go me. And as much as depends on you, you have a responsibility, and so do I. Christ has no hands but our hands. Christ has no tongue but our tongue. And there are people that depend on you and that are depending upon you right now that you may be neglecting, that they need you to teach them, and you're the only Christian maybe they know. And you may not have the opportunity to go to Africa or to go across the country, but what about across the street? What about picking up the phone, sending an email, sending a text? Invite someone to a Bible study or a gospel meeting. You do what you can, when you can, and where you can, as much as depends on you. For you might be surprised to know just how many actually are depending on you. So as much as depends on you, may God's standard be defended. May Christ's church be upheld. And may the gospel be spread. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be marvelous? Yes, the world would be better. The church would be stronger. And the gospel would shine brighter if you did as much as depends on you.